Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, yeah.
Hey, what's up, man?
Hey, brother,
what's up?
Hey, how you doing, man?
There's far too many of you dying. You know we can find a way to bring some loving here today. Father, Father, we don't need to escalate. You see, war is not the answer, for only love. Don't punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see.
Good morning. You, yes, you are on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show. It's a real deal, Holyfield. There are no smoking guns on our show. Okay, so Clarence, I got you live. Can you hear me, Brother Clarence? Brother Clarence, can you hear me? Okay. What do we have going on here? Let's see. Talana, can you hear me? Let's see. Okay, so let's go here. Okay, let's see. Talana, can you hear me?
I can barely hear you.
Can you hear me? Talana, are you there? Can you hear me?
I can hear you, but it's going in and out, Dad.
Okay, you can hear me, but it's going in and out. Brother Clarence, can you hear me? I do see Brother Clarence in the queue. Let's see.
Yes, I can hear you, Pastor Eddie.
Okay, wait. Okay. Now, did you? Is Professor Reeves trying to get into the show also as well? Brother Clarence, is Professor Reeves trying to get in?
I believe so. I sent him a text message.
Okay, and he just responded to that text. Let me see. Now, I want to see if you guys can hear me when I put this on right here. Can you hear me now? Talana or Clarence, can you hear me now?
Loud and clear. I can hear you.
Okay,
loud
Talana, can you hear me loud and clear, Talana? Hello, Talana, can you hear me loud and clear?
Much better now.
Okay, good. Okay, Professor Reams, good morning, Professor Reams. Welcome to the show. Are you there, Professor Reams? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, Pastor Jones, and good morning to Clarence and good morning to Talana. Yes.
All right. Now, can somebody let Dr. Aretha Adams-Jones, if you don't mind,
good
if somebody could text Aretha Adams-Jones.
Good morning, Clarence.
Oh, everybody say good morning to each other. Let me tell you guys what happened on the show. You're not going to believe it. It's just
Dr.
It's unreal.
Good morning.
Good morning.
All right. So if someone could call Dr. Aretha Adams-Jones and let her know what's going on. Let Dr. Aretha Adams know she can call into the show now because everybody, let me tell you, I don't know what happened, but right as the show was getting ready to start, it just like on, now not on Facebook Live, we're cool, but on Blog Talk Radio, it just went blank, okay? Now, these people are paid every month for us to have our show online. I'm going to change, I'm just letting you know, I don't know what day, but we're going to be changing from Blog Talk Radio. We're either going to go to Zoom or we're going to go to some other platform, maybe YouTube, but we're going to go to another platform where we don't have to have these type of discombobulations. I'm going to be getting some new equipment, and I just want you guys to know that we're going to be starting a TV show. It's going to be a TV program now. We're going to take it to a whole nother level. So I'm waiting on the equipment to come in, and the equipment is a little costly, but in order for you to get the best, you have to get the best so that you won't have these type of interruptions in the middle of your show. So these are not normal things, and I'm going to play this on Facebook Live. I'm not going to take it off. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. It's real because when you're talking about the real stuff, they try to silence you. They've been trying to do that for years. You know if they don't want Black history in schools, you know if they don't want your Black history in schools, they definitely don't want Black civil rights leaders to be talking about any pertinent information. And with that being said, I'm going to go right into what we're going to get to today. I want to get to the meat of the meal that we're about to receive. And this meal will educate you. It'll give you knowledge and wisdom, and it'll take you in a direction where you can be ready when it comes down, because it will come down, and it is going to come down. Okay, so the first topic that I want you to know we're going to talk about, and meanwhile, let me see if Brother Clarence, are you able to reach out to Aretha Adams-Jones and let her know that she can call into the show now, because we're really going to need her on our second topic more than we are our first topic. But can you do that for me, Brother Clarence?
I will get to that right now, Pastor. I will get to that right now.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. And then Talana Jones, are you with me, Talana? Can you hear me loud and clear?
Yes.
Hello, Talana. Okay, but loud and clear.
I'm
can you hear me loud and clear? Okay, but can you hear
yes,
me loud and clear? Oh, wonderful, wonderful, because I want you to weigh in on some stuff that we're about to talk about. So get your history cap and put it on real quick. Okay, Professor Reams, can you hear me loud and clear, Professor Reams?
Yes, I can hear you loud and clear.
Wonderful. Now, we're going to go. Our first topic is, and I'm going to read it nice and loud. Our first topic is the Watts Riot. The Watts Riot is our first topic, along with the Nat Turner's Rebellion, along with the March on Washington, D.C., along with Jesse Owens wins 4 gold medals in the Berlin Olympics in 1936. Let's talk Black history for the month of August. Now, this is the month of August, and this is some of the history that transpired for African Americans in the month of August. It doesn't matter what year it is, even though things are even happening in 2023. We're talking about in the month of August throughout the years, these are the things that have transpired. And we want to make them applicable to today. If you never knew the history of the Watts Riot, and trust me, I've talked to a few people and they don't know anything, but I'm born and raised in Los Angeles, California. I remember the Watts Riot. And I'm quite sure our panelists, it's probably not my daughter, but the rest of our panelists, I'm sure they remember the Watts Riot. So get your history, you know, do some research real quick on the Watts Riot. Do some research real quick on Nat Turner, the rebellion. Do your research real quick on the March on Washington, because August the 28th is when Dr. Martin Luther King marched on Washington, D.C. That's history, and that's black history. Jesse Owens, one of the greatest Olympians in the world, at a time when it wasn't popular for African Americans as a black man, in 1936, he won 4 gold medals in Germany when Hitler was alive. He outshined the whole country. He outshined everybody and won 4 gold medals. And who knows, we can't even talk about all of Jesse Owens' achievements, but we want to talk about that. I'm going to tell you the topic again. For the first topic is the Watts Riot, the Nat Turner Rebellion, the March on Washington, D.C., Jesse Owens wins 4 gold medals in the Berlin Olympics in 1936. Let's talk black history for the month of August. We're talking about from way back when all the way up to right now. Good morning, y'all. Hey, how you doing? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Brother Eric Watkins, Sister Alicia, Irene, Walters, Newell, everybody. Music too loud. Can't hear you. Okay, no, I turned it over. That was our introduction. Can you hear me now, Irene? Chandra Daniels, good morning to you. Good morning, good morning, good morning, everybody. God bless you. Thank you for the hearts. So without further ado, I want to get into our topic. Let's look at the Watts Riot. The Watts Riot, let's see. Okay, for a lot of people don't know, the Watts Riots took place in Los Angeles, California in 1965. It was a series of violent confrontations between the Los Angeles Police Department. Now, police brutality has been around a long, long, long time. But this was 1965, and I was born in 1959. Do the math. Series of violent confrontations between Los Angeles police and residents of Watts and other predominantly African-American neighborhoods of South Central Los Angeles. And that began on August the 11th, 1965. Now, we're just talking about the month of August and the history of how prevalent August has been, such a month of changes. I mean, there's always changes in every month, but these are black historical changes that took place. It began on August the 11th, 1965, and it lasted for 6 days. They had to call up the National Guards. And I just want to show you, for those who are on Facebook Live, I just want to show you guys a couple of pictures of what it looked like. If you did not know about the Watts Riot, you'd be like, what? Okay, so let me just turn this around and see if you can see a few. How do I turn that around? Let's do this. Let's find out. There we go, right there. So we can show you some pictures there so you can see for yourself. This was the Watts Riot in 1965. If you're on Facebook Live, you can see it. Okay. And this is what the city looked like in 1965 during the riots, when people were rioting. So this is a gas station right here. Let's look at that. Okay. Let's look at this right here. Let's pull up this picture right here. This is in Los Angeles, California, in the city of Watts. If you knew anything about the Watts Riot, let's pull up one more picture here from the Watts Riot. Watts Riot 1965. Causes, impact, and the legacy. This is the history. Now, 1965, let's turn this camera back around. 1965 probably seems like it was a really, really, truly long time ago, but it was a time of change. And that's what we're talking about right now. We're talking about what happened. Your call-in numbers keep cutting in and out. Okay, I don't know why the call-in numbers are cutting in and out. Okay, let's see. There's Vera. Hey, Vera, good morning. Everybody say good morning to Vera Jones. How are you this morning, Vera? Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Dr. Granny B.
Dr. Grammy B, good morning.
Irene Walters says she was in L.A. during the Watts Riot. Yes, a lot of people were here during the Watts Riot, and that's why we want to talk about it. Let's see, we got a caller. Caller in the 562-519 area code, are you there? Caller in the 562-519 area code, are you there? Good morning.
Hi, Pastor Eddie. Sister Aretha, I'm calling from another phone. Thank you so much. Happy Monday.
Oh, good, good. Oh, good. Everybody say good morning to Dr. Sister Aretha Adams-Jones, a.k.a. Dr. Aretha Adams-Jones. Say good morning, y'all.
Good morning,
good
Dr.
Morning,
Aretha.
Dr. Aretha.
Welcome.
Good morning,
Dr.
Everyone.
Aretha.
Good
morning.
Hi. Good morning.
And let me go back. It's so good to have you on, Aretha. So good. Let's see if we can get Vera. Are you there? Vera Jones, are you there? Hello, Vera. Are you there? Okay. Cannot hear on the call in. Okay, I don't know why you can't. Okay, try to call in again, Vera. I see your text. Try to call in again. Hang up and call back in. Okay? Let's see. Let's do that. And so she can call back in. Let's see. All right. Let's see. Do this right here. All right, good. Anyway, we're talking about our first topic, and Aretha, we want you to weigh in too. Our first topic is the Watts Riot, the Nat Turner Rebellion, the March on Washington, D.C., Jesse Owens wins 4 gold medals in the Berlin Olympics in 1936. Let's talk Black history for the month of August. And this happened throughout hey, Brother James Hutchins, welcome on Facebook Live. August was a very important month in Black history. We're not just talking about August of 2023. We're talking about August of 1936 when Jesse Owens won 4 medals when it wasn't popular in Germany. Hey, Rashinda Castile, oh, good morning, ma'am. Good morning to you. God bless you. Thank you for joining us. Okay, the call dropped. Call back in, Vera. Call back in. Call back in on Facebook. Call back in. All right, so I don't know why we're having these technical difficulties, but at the end of this week, we'll be looking, what's up, Brother James Hutchins? We'll be looking for another platform. So don't go anywhere. We're still alive and in living color. All right. So with that being said, I want to go to Professor Reams first, and we'll open up with the Watts Riot. We'll just give you a little bit of history on each item. Watts Riot, the Nat Turner Rebellion, the March on Washington, and Jesse Owens winning 4 medals in August of 1936. Hey, Sister Rochelle Moore. Hey, Ida Vern. Hey, what's up, Ida Vern Jordan? God bless you. Sister Ida, praise God. How's the kids doing? Praise God. I know they're doing well. Thank you, guys. And Rochelle Moore, thank you for joining us, too. I know the weather is hot, hot, hot in Texas. Without further ado, Professor Reams, please take the floor. Tell us about the Watts Riot, the Nat Turner Rebellion, the March on Washington, and Jesse Owens winning 4 medals in 1936, all happening in the month of August. Go right ahead.
Thank you, Pastor Jones. Yes, the Watts Riots happened from August 11th to August 16th, 1965, and it occurred as a result of a stop made by the Highway Patrol of a Marquette Fryer and his mother. And when there is a resistance of arrest, it resulted in what occurred was batons were being used and people, and these two were being harmed. And so what really kicked it off was that there was a rumor that a police officer had kicked a pregnant woman. And then that's when the civil unrest started growing and growing and growing. And so in the process, let's go very quickly to history. It wasn't like this before because it was during the second migration from the South to the West Coast that African Americans were promised jobs during the war effort, and it was because these jobs slowly disappeared that resulted in Watts losing a lot of its economy and resulting in a lot of tension between the police because at the time, Los Angeles was very segregated because of the real estate pact that they did that people of color could only move into Watts and Compton. So, but then there was no industry and there was no job except for the federal government. And when the war ended, then people were still making their living. But it wasn't allowed, you weren't allowed to move anywhere in Los Angeles because of the segregation and restrictions. So when this happened, this is also the time during the 40s where Parker, who became the police chief at the time, recruited a lot of the racist from the South to come in as police officers. And so in the way that police brutality was developed, it was because of the work of Parker and his group that started using what is called the blue line, where it would be used to help regulate the problem of or separate people and keep them separated from the white population. So because of these years of neglect overall, this was the tipping point which led to the riot. And, of course, it says that this was the worst riot until the tipping point happened again in the Rodney King, in the Rodney King riot as well. So as a result of the riot, the governor, Pat Brown, put together the McCone Commission. And, of course, Martin Luther King was talking with Lyndon Baines Johnson to try to resolve the issue, but then still things weren't going well. So in the end, the National Guard of 14,000 folks of National Guards were brought in, along with police officers that arrested folks and tried to bring down the tension overall. Later, when they had the McCone Commission, what they found was the reason for that was because of restrictive covenants that prevented specific minorities from renting and buying. It also was as a result of neglect, because there was high unemployment for schools and related inferior living conditions, which created this whole tension that resulted in the riots. But at least some action was taken. But that's why we talk about community development later on. That's why the state tried to make sure that all communities had some sort of industry. But again, we're still living here where it is separate but equal, and we're still fighting to make sure that we as a community get our fair share of monies and also create have means to making our own businesses. Now
Professor Ames.
Yes.
Professor Ames, can I interrupt you for one moment? And before you close out on the Watts riot, could you tell me, and then we're going to go right into Nat Turner, because we're mixing this all in together, because it all happened in the month of August. But during the Watts riot, where were you during the Watts riot? I'm just curious.
Well, unfortunately, Pastor Jones, I was born in 1962, so I was barely 3 years old. But my parents, however, was working with James L. Lawson. Yes, that one who was there dealing with the marching and everything with Martin Luther King to resolve the issue at Home United Methodist Church. And they were involved in doing, and so, of course, young me and my brothers and sisters was there, because we had moved from Compton to the Crenshaw area in Baldwin Hills area. But they were still heavily involved in trying to discuss ways of fixing this, of supporting what the McCone Commission had done, and also doing fundraisers and working with their families, anything that can be done to resolve the issue of Watts. And then there was the interest of having the community development get involved, and that's why the city of Los Angeles, because Watts is part of the city of L.A., had to make it their priority and also reprimand how it was handled, even though you were fighting against this migration that people were not happy about. But it was going to still happen, because the city of Compton went from no more than about 20 or 30,000 to almost 350,000 in the course of from 1940 all the way to the present, and along with Compton. And so this was also resulting in the white flight that resulted in whites moving to the suburbs because of the influx of minorities coming into the city. So
now,
tension
Professor
was
Ames,
all the time.
Professor Ames, Professor Ames, if I can excuse you for one, excuse me, I apologize for interrupting you so abruptly. We have a lot of people that just came on Facebook Live. Welcome everybody who just came on Facebook Live. I hear you, Irene Walter. You said your father, Samuel J. Walter, was 25 years old during the Watts riots. Welcome to Moments of Meditation with NBC Missionary Baptist Church. Thank you for coming on this morning, everybody out there. Chandra Daniel said, everyone stay hydrated and drink plenty of water, because, yes, it is very hot. Ida Van Jordan, she said good morning to everybody. Just going through a few of the everybody. Rochelle Moore said good morning, everybody. We're on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, the Eddie Justice Jones Radio Talk Show, where we talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights, because we all have rights. And right now we're talking about things that have transpired in the month of August throughout the years, not just today. And one of those things was the Watts riot. Where were you during the Watts riot? We remember the Rodney King riot, okay, but do you remember the Watts riot? I was born in 1959, so I was just a young kid myself, but I remember my parents driving, and they had the National Guards telling us to hurry up and get off the streets. I do remember that. Not only are we talking about that, we're talking about the Nat Turner Rebellion, which took place in August, August the 21st of 1831. We're talking about that as well. But let me go back to Professor Reams as he gives his closing remarks on the Watts riot, and then we're going to go we're going to talk about all these things, but we're going to go to another person, and then we're going to start talking about the Nat Turner Rebellion, the March on Washington, D.C., and Jesse Owens. All this happened in the month of August, different years, but all in the month of August. So the month of August was also a part of an Emancipation Proclamation. I want somebody to look it up and tell me what it is. What Emancipation Proclamation took place in the month of August? What year was it? And it was for the freedom of slaves. See if you can research that and find it out. If you can get it on Facebook Live, you can type it in. If you want to call in, you call in at 646-787-8064, 646-787-8064. Vera, are you there? I see you on the line, Vera. Are you there? Are you there, Vera? Can you hear us?
Yes, I can hear you, Eddie.
All right. Everybody say good morning to Dr. Granny V. Welcome.
Good morning, Dr. Granny V.
I love you all.
Hello. We love you,
too. We love you, too. Okay. With that being said, I'm so glad because this morning was a complete social media discombobulation of them controlling our show. But you can't keep a good man down. Okay. With that being said, let's go back to Professor Reams. We're talking about Rochelle Moore said, hi, Vera, and everybody. Rochelle Moore said she was born in 63. She was 2 years old. Felita Wiltz said good morning. Felita Wiltz said good morning, First Lady Felita Wiltz and Pastor Charles. God bless you guys both. Thank you so much for being with us. Where were you during the Watts Rebellion and when the Watts riot took place and the National Guards are called and they called martial law over Watts and South Central Los Angeles, matter of fact, over Los Angeles, California, period. That's what they really did. And without further ado, let's go back to Professor Reams. Give us your closing remarks on the Watts riot.
Well, with the Watts riots, the city of L.A. had to created the Community Redevelopment Agency from that in order to work with all cities. It also resulted in the restoration of the Runfield Fair Housing Act or the California Fair Housing Act because the time in 63 when it was passed, they then later on passed a Proposition 14, which went back to the old restrictions that were supported by the real estate industry. But then the Supreme Court had to come in and reinstate the Fair Housing Act so that it allowed people not to just be pigeonholed into one or two areas, but to be able to buy housing across the nation. And, you know, we're still living with that legacy, so it is important that we stay at the table and not be part of the meal, as we say, or on the menu, and to make sure that these things do not happen again. So let's just keep at the table and keep working together so that we can resolve all the inequities that have been gone on in the past. So now let's move on to the Nat Turner Rebellion. Now, this occurred in Southampton, Virginia, or Southampton County, Virginia, in August 1831. And the situation we already know is that the slavery in and of itself was horrible, because the fact that it included sexual abuse, it also was denial of education and punishment in the form of whipping, and then part of the punishment included whipping, torture, mutilation. We all get it. So what is interesting about the Nat Turner Rebellion is that Nat Turner himself could read and write and was also an enslaved pastor that worked with many of the plantations that were there. He was also married. His father was able to escape from slavery, but then he also had his wife and he also had a son that was a couple miles away who was also another plantation. So in the process, there had been numerous rebellions. So when you heard Conway was saying that, you know, they should have fought, no, there was constant rebellions, which, of course, our Prophet Clarence Allen provided the impetus for the Willie Lynch memo, because the fact that with all these rebellions, it is better to have your own created, born slaves that you could teach and you could condition rather than try to import them from Africa, okay, because rebellions are continually happening. So in the process, Nate Turner indicates that he received a message from the good Lord that that he was supposed to do this very thing, and that in doing so, he had made sure that what happened with the old rebellions was that it would get leaked, and that the enslavers would be able to find out and then squelch it. He then decided we won't tell anyone and that we'll use the weapons against them so that we can be successful with the rebellion. So what occurred is that when the rebellion occurred, it led to a killing of 55 to 65 white enslavers, making it the deadliest revolt in history. The rebellion was effectively suppressed within a few days at Belmont Plantation on the morning of August 23rd.
Professor Ames?
Yes.
Professor Ames, I apologize for interrupting so abruptly, but someone just magically popped on our show just now. We got to say hi to Cousin V. She's live on Facebook.
Yes.
Everybody say good morning to Cousin V.
Hi, Cousin V.
Good morning. Good morning, Cousin V.
Good morning,
Cousin V.
You live.
Cousin
Everybody
V,
can hear
good
you.
Good morning. That's who where you are.
Go ahead, Cousin V. Go ahead. No, we were. They said they can hear you loud and clear. Wonderful. We're talking about the Watts Riot. Our first topic is about the Watts Riot, the Nat Turner Rebellion, the March on Washington, D.C., and Jesse Owens getting four medals. All these things transpired in the month of August throughout the years in the 1800s, 1900s, and, of course, all the way up to now. There's been black history in the month of August. So I just brought you on for a moment, and it says, hello from Texas. Are you in Texas? Oh, no, it says Texas. It's cheating. But anyway.
I think, you know what, that's the Facebook side of it, but I typed it in Florida.
Amen. Well, we're gonna come back with you. Are you going to give us our – everybody wants a sports report. Are we going to get our sports report today?
Of course.
Oh, okay. So I'm gonna hit the X here and then bring you back a little bit later because I know you're probably – are you busy right now? Well, thank you for joining us, and do you want to hang in there and stay with us, or do you want to come back when it's time for the sports report?
No, I can stay on.
Oh, hey.
Quick happy anniversary to yourself and Sharon. It's their 41st anniversary today.
Oh, my gosh. Happy anniversary, Cousin Sharon, to you and the family. God bless you guys. Bless you and your husband, my brother, my cousin. I love you guys, and God bless you, and happy anniversary to you guys. And I know y'all are probably going to have the best anniversary celebration ever, ever, ever in the whole wide world. So with that being said, without further ado, we're talking about a very important topic on our first topic, which is the Watts Riot, the Nat Turner Rebellion, the March on Washington, Jesse Owens getting four medals in Germany at a time when it wasn't popular in 1936. We're talking black history for the month of August throughout the years. So with that being said, let's get. We're going to go back to Professor Reams, who was sharing some very important information about the Nat Turner Rebellion. Now, I don't know if you guys ever read about the Nat Turner Rebellion, but this is why they don't want black history in the schools in Florida, because they don't want – I mean, let me tell you something. You don't know what they did to us. Now, we're not just talking about hanging people. That's just a little bit of it. That's not half of it. Okay, we got a little noise going on back there in Florida. Wait. Oh, no. No. He's trying to end the video. No, we're not doing that. That's what we're not doing. Okay, let's see. Well, don't want to hit that. All right, so now we're having, so we're just on Facebook Live. We're still on Blog Talk Radio. I don't know why they're trying to, now we're having a problem with Facebook Live. Can you guys hear me on Facebook Live? Can you still see me? Let's see.
I can see you.
Okay. Brother Clarence, can you hear me and see me on Facebook Live? Meanwhile, while we're working on Facebook Live, Professor Reams, go right ahead, retake the floor. I apologize for interrupting you so abruptly, but go right ahead on with your comment. If we get cut off on Facebook Live, you can dial 646-787-8064. 646-787-8064. You can call into the show, and you can still be online while we rectify this Facebook Live. Okay. Okay, so with that being said, Professor Reams, go right ahead, Professor.
Thank you, Pastor Jones. So from history, it's saying that more than 20 enslaved people were involved in the rebellion that were involved in perpetrating it. However, as history shows, the Commonwealth of Virginia executed 56 enslaved people accused of participating in the rebellion as well. But it didn't stop there, because the anger and ire of this resonated to where those that were hung and killed, even Nat Turner, mutilated and done in such a way to create, there was so much fear that it was created that they had to give symbols of fear to make sure that it doesn't happen again. And in the end, an additional 120 both free and slave folks were also killed or executed in some way, shape, or form just to send a message. So one of the things that occurred legislatively was, now that this had occurred and it happened because Nat Turner was able to read, it was against the law for African Americans to be taught how to read, because they felt that by teaching them how to read and how to write, that it would result in more rebellions. This also, let's look at the year of 1831. The Civil War started in early in 1859, 1860. So you're looking at 30 years later showing a change in the armor, because the control that they thought they had been deterred because of how well the rebellion was. So this is why safeguards had to be put into place so that it wouldn't happen again. So in the end, many of at the National Museum of African American History and Culture says Nat Turner Rebellion is probably the most significant uprising in American history, because it then put a chink in the feeling of power and authority and oppression to the enslavers. That's why we look at it as a tipping point prior to the Civil War. So, Pastor Jones, we'll stop on that note for the Nat Turner Rebellion. Now, I will go on to the March on Washington.
Okay.
Pastor Jones?
Yes, okay. Go right ahead. Can you hear me? Go right ahead. Go ahead.
Yes.
Go ahead, Professor Reams.
Yes. So the March on Washington was the focus on jobs and freedom. Once again, we're still, and this is August 20th, 1963, 2 years before the Watts riot. But the same issue was occurring. There was lack of jobs, lack of investment. There was a freedom for both African Americans and poor whites. And so this was a monumental effort for everyone involved, from the unions, white unions, to NAACP, that pulled women, all that were feeling that the United States was not living up to its, constitutional aspects of life, liberty, property, freedom, the whole nine yards. And so with this, it was a major march, and the march was organized by A. Philip Randolph and Bayard Rustin, who built up an alliance of civil rights, labor, and religious organizations that came together under the banner of Jobs and Freedom. The estimate of numbers of participants varied from 200,000 to 300,000, but an estimate that is, you know, cited conservatively is the 250,000 people that was there. And then you see the picture, panoramic picture, of having 250,000 there in Washington. Yes. And it was during this time that the I Have a Dream speech was given, along with other speeches that would ignite and the civil rights movement, that things need to be changed. So observers estimate that 75 to 80% of the marchers were black. The march was one of the largest political rallies for human rights in United States history. Walter Reuter, president of the United Auto Workers, was the most integral and the highest ranked white organizer of the march. And the march is credited with helping to pass the Civil Rights Act of 1964. It preceded the Selma Voting Rights Movement, when national media coverage contributed to the passage of the Voting Rights Act of 1965. Now, this was done under President Lyndon Baines Johnson, and one thing that came of it is the wonderful, wonderful myth that that when dealing with presidents, it came back from FDR that he indicated that, yes, you've convinced me, I agree with what you've said, now go out and make me do it. And this is, it has been done with A. Philip Randolph. It's also been cited with John Lewis and Martin Luther King when we were talking Lyndon Baines Johnson. But the final thing that came from this was the idea that these are important things, that to make me do it narrative gets right. It tells us that politicians can only be counted on to push forward controversial steps towards progress when they are forced to do it. And when we have a coalition of force of people that forces the issue into the public in order to get change done. And this has been the basis ever since, from the 40s all the way to the present, especially when you've identified what happened with the different movements that occurred, especially what stopped the red wave of people mobilizing together, finding their commonalities, and then getting it done to force the politicians to do the right thing because it is the right thing to do. So that is definitely the march on Washington. The only caveat that occurred is upon signing the Civil Rights Act of 1964, LBJ indicated that, I think we just delivered the South to the Republican Party, which has been manifested into the GOP, which has now manifested into the MAGA movement. But for every action, there's going to be a reaction. There's two steps forward and two steps back. But this was the biggest one, which allowed for the major, major legislation to be put into place, which is why we need to fight like hell for this election to make sure that those things that people have marched for are not eliminated because we've become complacent and we think that we're all in a bag of chips. So that is the discussion on the march on Washington. Now, when we move to Jesse Owens' win of 4 gold medal, this is the epitome of Black African-American excellence, as usual, along with our inventors, along with all the wonderful things that we've done for the country, because once again, we're always at our best and we're always the guiding light. And so let's then talk about what was going on in 1936 around this time. Germany had, as Professor Jones mentioned, the Nazi Party had come into power. And it was developing its myth and or its identity of Aryan superiority. That meant that they were hoping, per Adolf Hitler, that when it came to the 1936 Olympics, that they were, Germany is going to win all of the medals because they were superior. They're the Wunderkinds, the Wunderkind of the world. of the world. And due to that, he was very sadly mistaken when Jesse Owens not only won one, but won four, and it occurred in the long jump, in the 100-meter dash, the 200-meter dash, and the 4x4 100-meter relay overall. And of course, as usual, as most authoritarians are when they've been proven wrong, Hitler didn't bother to shake Jesse Owens' hands. But that's okay. God did. So, you know, little man, move out of the way, because this was meant to happen, no different than with Nate Turner and God's work through us, even though it turned to violence, which was also a pivot line where the Watts riots occurred in one sense, because it shows that the good Lord is always around trying to point out things that are not right, that haven't been resolved, and if he can't talk you to it, he's going to do level three by showing it to you in a harsh way. But with Jesse Owens, it also showed that regardless of what was going on, because segregation was still heavy there, that this young black man, in light of all the oppression he was going through, was able to go to a more oppressive, authoritative regime and show out, show up, and shine. And with that, Pastor Jones, I yield back to you.
Wow, let's give Professor Reigns a big hand. Come on. Let's give Professor Reigns a big hand. Thank you. Wow, man. Whoa. Okay, wait, let's see. We got a caller in the 323-646. Hey, are you there? Caller in the 323-646 area code, are you there? Okay, maybe they just came on to listen for a while, so let's let them listen on 323-646. Okay, you just heard some history on our show. Our first topic is the Watts Riot, the Nat Turner Rebellion, the March on Washington, Jesse Owens wins 4 gold medals in Berlin, Germany in 1936. All these things transpired in August, the month of August, throughout the years. There's always been some sort of big black historical thing that happened in the month of August that has not been really talked about a lot. So that's why we're talking about it this morning. Now, our second topic, which we'll get to in a little while, is what are the top 10 deadliest diseases in the world? Let's share and talk about prevention. So we'll get to that in just a little bit. We're going over to 11:30 today. We started at 9:30. We normally start at 9 o'clock, but today we started at 9:30 because we had some technical social media difficulties, discombobulations. However, we have overcame them, and I know our numbers aren't as high as they normally are, and that's okay because guess what? God knows how to make a situation work out. That's why it's good to keep your faith and your trust in God, not in man and his technology, not artificial intelligence, because artificial is just exactly what it says, artificial flavoring, artificial intelligence, okay? You know what artificial is. That means that it's not really, really real. It's man-made. Again, man-made all this stuff, artificial intelligence too. But what God has made will stand forever. So don't get lost in the artificial and social media thing. Get lost in Jesus, and you'll be found. Amen. Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. With that being said, I want to go to Brother Clarence and Allen real quick. And I just want, you know, just maybe if you could just take a minute on each topic, because I want to get everybody's, like, if you could take a minute on the Watts Riot, the minute on Nat Turner, minute on the March on Washington. And Brother Clarence, you've been busy this morning. Can we please commend Brother Clarence for calling everybody and getting him back on the show? Let's give him a big hand because he worked really hard this morning to keep, keep everybody in tune, and we appreciate that so much.
The regulator.
Man, I mean, you know, he was regulating, okay? So, regulator, without further ado, take the floor. What do you remember about our first topic, the Watts Riot, the Nat Turner Rebellion, the March on Washington, Jesse Owens, and our whole 10 yards? Go ahead, Brother Clarence M. Allen.
Yes, thank you, Pastor Eddie. Let me get this other phone down. Apologize for that.
No problem.
Yes, I was just sitting in the front seat of the class getting all this education and knowledge from Professor Reigns, because how can you come behind all that educational history and knowledge that Professor Reigns just had given us? The Watts Riots of 1965, I was living at that time on 106th and Central Avenue. I remember just a little bit of it. The Highway Patrol put over a young man and his mother. And after that, where word had got out that I believe she may have been pregnant and harassed by the Highway Patrolman, and people start showing up, and then it just expanded, man. Burn, baby, burn, and fires. I remember looking out of the window. We stayed on 106th and Central, if I didn't say that, and seeing the militia, the National Guard, going up and down the street when they had the curfew established. And it's just a shame that we continue in this day. And even at the beginning of the show, I mentioned those two young men down south that was I guess we'd call it a kidnap or a prisoner in a house by six police.
Right.
You know, it just continues on what's happening to us as a people. And doing those Watts riots, man, it really decimated the city of Watts, which is located right there in South Central Los Angeles, California. You know, we burned our own stores down. I remember there was a lumber yard there on 108th and Central. It was burned down. There was a market across the street on 107th and Central, Pete's Market. We had Andy's Hardware right next door was burned down. We had Hudson's down in Watts, and I think there was a White Fronts down in the 70s on Central Avenue or in the 80s down there. So, you know,
yes.
Watts riot, it had taken its toll on our community in that rebellion. And so, but, you know, we have to change the way we protest the wrongdoings that is committed upon us as a people, you know. And then I remember as a young man, the March on Washington and the great speech by Dr. Martin Luther King, you know, that's a speech we all should revisit and sit down and listen to, and then compare it to what's happening today. It's still relevant to what's happening today. Yes, we have made progress, but yet again, like Professor Reams said, two steps forward and maybe two and a half steps back, because although we progress, we digress in some ways. And then I also remember the film of Jesse Owens running track. You know, man, this guy, could nobody on earth compete with this guy, the fastest man on earth at that time, you know. And so, you know, Professor Reams explained it brilliantly, that the racism over there was just as broadly distributed as over here, you know. And so you know, when I think of Nat Turner, he was a reverend, educated man of a different sort. He preached about the liberations of blacks. He knew about the atrocities. He knew about the enslaved culture that was put up on us, on our ancestors during that time. And, you know, we had other rebellions during that time down in Haiti and Jamaica.
Yes.
So, you know, this even there was one in history, and if I'm not mistaken, in New York during those times. But this one is special because it shows how the church, how those Christians who were in bondage during that time, and he shined a light that where we shouldn't be, the wrongdoing of slavery and its enslavers. I love that word, the way Professor Reams used it, because he takes the power from them when he used the word enslavers. We were prisoners. Our ancestors were prisoners of a war that the Europeans committed upon Portugal, Spain, England. The Dutch had a hand. Man, they were pirates over that Atlantic Ocean, man, fighting over us, fighting over the gold, fighting over the sugar. And then when cotton finally came in, you know, these countries over here were pretty much established who was going to have what and who was going to colonize what.
And when we come to Nat Turner, man, this guy was a special warrior, a special king,
mm-hmm.
a special child of God who was a liberator of our people. So when we look at this stuff, man, we need to continue, Pastor Eddie, and you bringing this necessary topic for us to re-educate ourselves and those who are not to get educated on. Professor Ream had us in his class this morning. If you didn't get the notes, this show is archived. You can go back and get it and take notes and play it with your family, play it with friends. Say, let's sit down for an hour or two and let's listen to the Eddie Jones Jr. radio show, man. There's something on here that we may have fell asleep on, and it's time to wake up so we can stay woke.
Wow, man. Thank you, Brother Clarence. Let's give Brother Clarence a big hand. Thank you, Brother Clarence.
Preach, thank you, boy.
I tell you. Okay. Now, on Facebook Live, Sister Irene Walter says, the police have devised their own protection of a national and city department, making it official for all adhere to against. Okay, for all to adhere to. Okay, that is a really powerful statement that you made there, Sister. We want to keep on talking about the reason. See, DeSantis, he's going to be arrested. You know, he's been indicted, too. He's got some legal matters going on, too. Being sued. He's being sued right now because he was trying to keep black history. Now, they have this phenomenal female Jamaican lawyer who is very prominent who is suing him for a whole lot of money. And when he gets through paying all that money, he ain't going to be able to run for president. So anyway, yeah. Yes. And so with that being said, I want to stay on point, and I want to go to Vera Jones, a.k.a. Dr. Granny V, on our show so that she can tell us of what she remembers. I know she was young, but what we all remember about the Watts Riot, the Nat Turner Rebellion, the March on Washington, and Jesse Owens winning 4 medals in Germany when it wasn't popular, when Hitler hated anybody but white folks. And so I said all that to say this. The reason why we brought up this topic is because they're not teaching black history the way it should be taught. So we can do it on a civil rights talk show. We could talk about black history because this is black history on a civil rights talk show. Okay? That's the reality of this right here. You're getting pertinent information pertaining to black history on our first topic. And our second topic is going to be about history too, because our second topic is the top 10 deadliest diseases in the world. And that pertains to the African-American community. The reason why I say that, because we have had so many tests ran on us. Thank you so much, Sister Irene. She said, that's good. That's God. And we have had so many, the Tuskegee experiment, the one where the women were all sterilized. I forgot the name of that project where they were sterilizing African American sisters, giving them shots. Planned Parenthood is what it's called. So we have always been a guinea pig here in America for their tests, and even in the country of Africa. And so we're going to talk about that a little bit later. Vera Jones, please take the floor, aka Dr. Granny V, and tell us how you feel about the Watts Riot. What you remember? Just give us a couple of minutes of each one. And take your time. Take the floor, Vera. Let's welcome her to the show. Come on, Vera, take the floor.
Well, Eddie, I put a text out to you. I was in diapers. I was right behind you and Professor Reed. Yeah, I had photo. Just learning to walk and run. But I do want to say that growing up in school, we did see a lot of films as children about the Watts Riot. Probably beginning in the first or second grade. I don't recall in kindergarten. However, it was scary for me. And when I would see the films, I said, wow, this really took place. And so that was the first time me learning about riots, because that's not something that small children would really have experience in. You know, do they run for their life or what happens? You just run for comfort to your mom. But it was well said by the regulator and Professor Reams on the other topics, and they put it out there. So I'm going to have to go back and listen again, even though I heard it all but I would love to hear it again. So I wish that everyone would go back today and listen in. And I hand it back over to you, Eddie.
Thank you so much, Vera. You know, we appreciate you. And thank you so much, Vera. And, you know, before I go to Aretha Adams-Jones, I want to go to thank you so much, Vera, a.k.a. Dr. Granny V. I want to go to Talana. Talana, take the floor, who does Words of Wisdom on our show. And you know, I know you weren't born during the Watts Riot. I know you weren't born during the Nat Turner Rebellion, nor was I. But the March on Washington, D.C., I know you still weren't born yet. And then even with Jesse Owens, but this is Black history. So without further ado, Talana, take the floor. Give us what you feel in your heart about the Watts Riot, the Nat Turner Rebellion, the March on Washington, and Jesse Owens winning 4 gold medals in 1936 when it was not popular. Go ahead, Talana, take the floor.
I just feel like our ancestors and families before me have been paving the way and really trying hard to make sure that we stand and have a foundation that is solid. And without it, there's no reparation. There's no, we lose the respect of our African-American heritage, the things that we've all learned. What I've listened to through this segment is that Nat Turner was a pillar to serve and be able to give away some form of understanding to where even Dr. Martin Luther King, wanting to see freedom before freedom was even a full vivid picture, but giving us the footsteps necessary to be able to go ahead and move forward and continue to pass down the lineage and to give it away to our younger generation so that we don't lose what we already gained. So it's a blessing.
Wow.
The Watts riots are really sad. I just got a brief moment to read about that. And what it says to me is that we've been fighting for our rights for a long time. And it's sad that protect and serve is no longer, you know, a proper definition. It's not the same anymore. We can't look to our black and white and say that they will fully serve and protect us. So what about the rest of you know, humanity? How do we deal? Even now in present time, there's still enslavers. There's still people who are still trying to regain or even understand their freedom. So it's hard because what do you do with people who are institutionalized? What do you do with people who did not have some structure or proper upbringing? When an uprising comes up, it means that people are at an unrest. They want to find peace, and there's no resolve. And that's a problem. So it continues. I just pray that we do learn how to work together, that we learn that galvanization is really, really important to affect change and to take it to the powers that be because they are the ones who also shape our decisions. And I yield back. Thank you for letting me
share. Let's give Talana a big hand. That was well said, Talana. You
knock it out.
Oh boy, you okay, we're gonna start calling you Little Professor, Talana. Yeah, that's what we're gonna do. Oh my gosh. That was great. Irene Walter said he was mad about it, as we all should be, right? All around the world. And we're talking about the racism. You know, the racism is just, even to this day in 2023, they're still trying to turn the clock back. But you cannot turn the clock back on time and try to reinvent slavery. It's not ever, ever going to happen. This is one of the most rebellious generations I've ever seen in the history. And I'm not just talking about Black Lives Matter. I'm just talking about period. I've been watching videos on YouTube and on social media about white people calling black people the N-word, and they got beat to, almost to death. So I just saw one last night where a guy was everybody was Trump supporters, and this guy was the only black man out there with signs saying forget Trump, you know, using his own words saying forget Trump, and they all tried to come and attack him. That black man pulled out a gun and said, y'all better get back because I'm going to give you what you really want if you don't step back. He said, y'all talking about bearing arms, I have the right to bear arms too. And so I just watched the video of it, but I'm just saying, it ain't going down like that no more, y'all. Stop tripping, okay, and let people be who they are. With that being said, I'm going to go to Aretha Adams Jones. Before I go, I want to read what Rochelle Moore said. There is so much anger in school, guns in schools, from the streets, from our homes. It's hard to teach black history in school if black history was taught starting from our homes. Our schools, then a lot of anger will start disappearing, and peace can restart among us blacks and in the world. She has a phenomenal point. If you agree, just clap your hands. We should start teaching black history at home. Our kids need to learn black history at home first. So I'm clapping.
And
yes.
Rochelle.
Well said, Rochelle. All the way from Texas. Well said. We should be teaching black history to our kids at home, not just at the school. We can't even depend on the school to watch our kids. And like she said, they're shooting up the schools. And then Rochelle Moore says, this generation can't understand black history. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because they don't want it. I mean, they're teaching our generation, first of all, they're so busy trying to input. And this is going to be a topic on our show next week. So get ready for it, okay? The LBGQT, ABCDEFG, HIJK, LMNOP is trying to take over all the churches. All the churches. They're saying that they need to have more civil rights than a regular human being has civil rights. Now, I'm not against the LBGQT community at all, ABCDEFG, HIJK, LMNOP. I'm not against that. I'm not. If you want to be non-binary, that's your business. But when you start trying to influence it on 3- and 4-year-old kids in school, they got to go to the same bathroom. They have a book out. We got to talk about this book. It's called I'm Queer and Wonderfully Made. Okay, so we're going to be talking about this because this is getting scary. In other words, whether you want it or not, they're going to shove it down your throat. Now, I just want to touch on this. Martin Luther King Day is one day of celebration. Christmas is one day of celebration. New Year's Eve is one day of celebration. Memorial Day is one day of celebration. LBGQT community, ABCDEFGHIJKLMNOP, have a whole month of gay pride. Okay, the rainbow, God made the rainbow, and I'm not jumping off topic, I'm sticking on topic. God made the rainbow after he destroyed the world with the water. And he said after that, he's never going to use that again, so he brought the rainbow. Well, now the rainbow is being used for the LBGQT, ABCDEFGHIJKLMNOP community, the non-binary. You could be any name you want to be. If you want to be called the cat, you could be a male and you can be called a female. But what we have to remember, never to forget, is two men cannot make a baby, and two women can't make a baby. So that's a whole nother subject matter that I don't want to get deep into. But I noticed that lately, every time I turn on the church stuff, this is the topic in every church right now. And they're taking over a lot of churches. And people are upset about it, and they're challenging everything that now you got to know that Hollywood has an agenda. You got to know that this agenda has been going on for a long time. And let me tell you, as we're going towards the last days on the great planet Earth, this is part of it. This is one of the plagues and curses that the devil is like, yay, I can separate people like this, and that's exactly what they're doing. Okay, so with that being said, I want to stay on point. The Watch Riot, we're talking about the first topic, the Watch Riot, the Nat Turner Rebellion, the March on Washington, D.C., Jesse Owens, and if you leave it up to DeSantis and his crazy folks, there'll never be any black history taught anywhere. That's okay for the Caps. It's okay. I want to really read real quick. Now look at them doing it again. Exactly. That's exactly. And I know I'm not the only one noticing this. I know I'm not the only one. Everybody, you can notice this. And guess what? If you're in the workplace and you say something wrong to an LBGQT, IFILO, whatever, non-binary person, you will get fired and you will lose your pension and you will lose your retirement just based on what somebody said. So you got to be very, very, very careful, okay? And I don't feel like that's our rights. Okay, so anyway, okay, Rochelle Moore said, we have to stop separating ourselves, learn together. We have a big challenge ahead of us. That is so true. We do need to learn together. Nobody needs to be more important than anybody else because we're all important. And that's what we need to realize, how important we all are. But these agendas to destroy people and separate them and force your 2- and 3-year-old to believe that they can be queerly and wonderfully made is the book. When you open up the book, and I can't get into it. It's too deep. We got to talk about it next week. But when you read this, please read the book so you can see what it says. And they're giving this to elementary school kids, middle school kids, and high school kids. And I don't even want to say what they're telling them to do in this book, okay? That's not of God. Rochelle said, correct. Why are we challenging each other? Exactly. Why? Everyone is so sensitive. Yes, they are. They're very sensitive, especially since 9/11 and COVID-19, people have been extremely sensitive. I don't know why. Please, Aretha, please forgive me. I had to go there for a second. I had to ran out and tell everybody about. The name of the book is Queerfully and Wonderfully Made. Queerfully and Wonderfully Made is the name of the book. But, oh, my gosh, it's so sad that they're shoving this down people's throat. In elementary school, it's in all the elementary schools. They already put it out there. They didn't want you to know they were going to do that. So if you have grandkids that are in elementary school, they probably already read the book already. The teacher probably read it to them and showed them the pictures and all that. Okay? But anyway, let's stick on topic. Dr. Aretha Adams Jones, please take the floor. Tell us what you remember about the Watts Riot, the Nat Turner Rebellion, the March on Washington, Jesse Owens winning 4 medals. Go right ahead. Yes, queerfully and wonderfully queer. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead. Somebody on Facebook Live was saying, is that the name of the book? And I was saying yes at the same time. Okay. Dr. Aretha, please forgive me. That just happened at the same time. No. Go right ahead, Dr. Aretha Adams Jones. She is our mental health specialist. She is well-educated, very knowledgeable, and has 25 years of experience in mental health and mental health issues. So I believe that stopping Black history and not talking about the Watts Riot and Nat Turner Rebellion and the March on Washington and Jesse Owens is unfortunately another mental illness that people have about Black people talking about their Black history because they're afraid. And that's their mental problem, not ours. Go right ahead, Aretha Adams Jones.
All right. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you. I just want to commend you on this topic. And, you know, I've heard about all four of these events. I didn't remember that they all took place in the month of August. So thank you so much for such an amazing topic today. And I want to thank the co-hosts. I know Professor Reeves and the regulator and Tawana and Sister Vera, you, Cousin V. You all did a wonderful job talking about these events. So the Watts Riot, I was one when that took place. But actually when I got older, my mom never stopped talking about it. She never stopped talking about the Watts Riot, and she wanted us to know what happened when we were just, you know, toddlers. As Sister Vera said, we were just barely walking. But she reminded us of what happened, and African Americans were just tired. They were just, you know, enough is enough. Enough is enough. You've gone too far. And so the Nat Turner Rebellion, I think that was 1831. You know, once again, enough is enough. And you know, I want to say that Nat Turner, you know, 1831 and, you know, Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and, you know, these African Jesse Owens, these African Americans that stood up during this time, they stood up at a time where it was really difficult. It was hard. It was challenging and tough and scary, and they stood up. And we stand up today, but we're in a different time. When they stood up, I mean, they were lynched, they were killed, and everything. They are still killing a lot of African Americans today. I'm not saying that, but what I'm saying is that it's a different time, and we feel free to speak up a little more. Back in 1831 and 1963, the March on Washington, it was a different time, and it was, you know, dogs were let loose on them. You know, they were thrown in jail for wanting to vote and for speaking out, and their houses were bombed and things like that. So, you know, thank God for them that paved the way for us. We're standing on their shoulders. Thank God for them, and may God be praised for where he has brought us from. And I'm not saying that it's excellent and it's perfect, but he brought us from a mighty long way. And I want to tell you that Jesse Owens, you should check out that the Netflix movie. I believe it's called Race. I think it's called Race, the story of Jesse Owens. And it came out, I believe it's on Netflix. It came out in like 2016. I invite you to watch that. It was an excellent movie about the life of Jesse Owens. Just wonderful. So thank God again for this topic, and may God be praised for his grace and favor that he has shown African Americans, and I believe that he's going to continue to show favor and grace to us as a people. God bless you.
All right, now Aretha, let's give Aretha a big hand. Thank you, Aretha, so much. Thank you,
Dr.
thank you, thank
Aretha.
You. Oh my God,
Dr.
everybody
Aretha.
Has. Yes, everyone, starting with Professor Eames, has given such pertinent information and sharing their views about Black history. It's a mystery if you don't know your history, and every show we try to share something, and this pertains to your civil rights. Who would tell people not to understand their civil rights? Well, Shel Moore is clapping her hands. Hey, welcome, Auntie Gloria Freeman, all the way from Virginia. Nice to see you on here, Auntie Gloria. God bless you and all the family and everybody on Facebook Live. Thank you for joining us. And everybody on Blog Talk Radio, thank you for joining us. Now we're going to switch reels, our second topic, because we're going to 11:30 today, because we normally cut off at 11 o'clock, but today we're going over because we had some technical difficulties earlier, but God brought us through. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. So with that being said, our second topic, and I'm going to go right into our second topic. Our second topic is, but before I do the second topic, let me give you the word of the week. The word of the week is manifestation. Write it down. The word of the week is manifestation. What will you manifest for your future? Let's use that in a sentence, as I just did. Manifestation. What will you manifest for your future? And then our scripture of the week. Our scripture of the week is Luke 5 and 13. I picked that because our second topic is, what are the top 10 deadliest diseases in the world? So with that being said, I picked a scripture pertaining to our second topic, Luke chapter 5, verse 13, and it reads, Jesus reached out his hand and touched the man. I am willing, Jesus said, be clean. And immediately the leprosy left him. In other words, no matter what it is, if it's meant to be, God will heal you. And that's why I brought Luke chapter 5, verse 13. And you can read the whole chapter 5, and it talks about Jesus healing and the great work that he did, and that we can be healed if we put God first in front of whatever the illness is. If it's meant to be, you will be healed in the name of Jesus. And when the woman touched him with, you know, touched his garment, he said that she was healed because she had faith in what she was believing, if she could just touch the hem of his garment. So I want you to write down our scripture of the week, and our word of the week is manifestation. The scripture of the week is Luke chapter 5, verse 13. God bless you. Our second topic is, what are the top 10 deadliest diseases in the world? Let's share and talk about prevention. So this is really important because we gotta talk about it. Let's go to it. Let's go to it right now. And then we're going to talk a little bit about the top 10 deadliest diseases. One of them is called CAD. CAD. Second one is stroke. Write them down. The third one is respiratory illness. Respiratory illness. That goes to do with your breathing. The other one is COPD. COPD. The other one is cancers, and that's with an S. Cancers. These are the top 10 deadliest diseases. Diabetes. I know people don't think diabetes is serious, but it is very, very serious. Diabetes. Alzheimer's disease. That shuts down your brain. Alzheimer's disease. It makes you forget stuff. And believe it or not, diarrhea. Because if you keep on having diarrhea, all your energy and minerals and everything inside of you is just, you can't hold anything inside. Electrolytes, blood, all kinds of stuff. So diarrhea, tuberculosis. Tuberculosis, it is almost bigger than COVID-19. And right now, it is bigger than COVID-19. Tuberculosis. Cirrhosis of the liver. Okay, cirrhosis of the liver. So we're going to just go over a few of those. Conditions such as heart disease, stroke, and respiratory infections account for the majority of deaths each year around the world. Some preventive measures may help lower your risk. So that's why we need to talk about this. This is a civil rights issue. An estimated 55.4 million people passed away worldwide in 2019. Just in 2019 alone, 55.4 million passed away worldwide in 2019, and 74% of these deaths were because of non-communicable diseases or chronic conditions that progress slowly. So what are some of those? Heart disease or coronary artery disease, 8.8 million deaths alone in 2015. 8.8 million deaths alone in 2015. We'll talk about that in a minute. And let's go to the next one. Stroke, 6.2 million people deaths in 2015 alone just from strokes. A lot of people don't think strokes are serious, but they're very, very serious. Our next one, lower respiratory infections. This has to do with the lungs. 3.2 million deaths alone in 2015. Lower respiratory infections. Okay, that goes with flu, pneumonia, bronchitis, tuberculosis. Okay. Our next one is chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, which chronic obstructive pulmonary disease is 3.1 million people died in just 2015 alone, okay? And that has to do with COPD, which is a long-term progressive lung disease that makes breathing very difficult. Chronic bronchitis, emphysema are several different types of COPD. If you don't know what it is, we're talking about it now. Trachea, bronchial, and lung cancers, 1.7 million. And so if you're a smoker or you got asthma or bronchitis, respiratory cancers include cancers of the trachea, larynx, the bronchial area. It's from smoking, secondhand smoke, environmental toxins, and, you know, what are you breathing, okay? Diabetes, mellitus, 1.6 million people died alone in the year of 2015 just on diabetes alone. And they lost legs and limbs and good parts of their body because, they didn't catch it in time. Diabetes is a group of diseases that affect the production of the use of insulin, and you need insulin, so your pancreas is very important. Type 1 diabetes is the pancreas unable to produce insulin. The type of diabetes is believed to be caused by autoimmune reaction. In type 2 diabetes, the pancreas doesn't produce enough insulin, or insulin can't be used effectively. Type 2 diabetes can be caused by a number of factors, including poor diet and physical inactivity. So we're talking about some serious stuff here. Alzheimer's disease, 1.5 million people died alone in 2015. And I don't want to give you the statistics for 2023 because they're way bigger than 2015. So I'm just trying to share some stuff with you. Alzheimer's disease is a progressive disease that destroys memory, interferes with decision-making, and interrupts normal cognitive functions. These include thinking, reasoning, and other everyday behaviors. Alzheimer's disease is the most common type of dementia and accounts for 60 to 70% of cases. We're talking about some serious stuff here, y'all. And Another thing, dehydration due to diarrhea disease. 1.4 million people died from that. Can you believe people die from having diarrhea? I'm not trying to scare you. I'm just trying to get you prepared. And, you know, diarrhea is when you pass three or more loose stools in a day. If your diarrhea lasts more than a few days, your body loses too much water and salt. It causes dehydration, which can be fatal in severe cases. Diarrhea is usually caused by an intestinal virus or a bacteria transmitted through contaminated water or food. It's particularly widespread in an area with poor sanitary conditions. You got to be more careful. These are very serious diseases that can take you out. Tuberculosis, 1.3 million alone died in 2015. I don't even want to give you the numbers for 2023. That's 1.3 million. Tuberculosis is a lung condition caused by bacteria caused by Mycobacterium tuberculosis. It's a treatable airborne bacteria, although some strains are resistant to conventional treatments. Tuberculosis is one of the top causes of death in people who have HIV. Furthermore, people who have HIV are 18 times more likely to develop active tuberculosis. Impact of tuberculosis around the world. And so tuberculosis is really serious, and I could go on. One more is a cirrhosis of the liver. 1.2 million people died from cirrhosis of the liver. I don't want to give you the 2023 stats because they're bigger, but this is in 2015 coming up to now. 1.2 million people just in that year alone. Cirrhosis is the result of chronic or long-term scarring and damage to the liver. Your liver is so important because it transforms everything in your body that comes in there, Kool-Aid, soda, water, whatever. Everything got to go through the liver. It's like the liver cleanses everything before it goes out, you know. And the damage may be the result of kidney disease, or it can be caused by conditions such as hepatitis, alcoholic liver disease, or non-alcoholic fatty liver disease. A healthy liver is very important. Harmful substances from your blood and sends healthy blood into your body. As substances damage the liver, scar tissue forms. As more scar tissue forms, the liver has to work harder to function properly and may eventually just stop working. Rochelle said, my dad died from cirrhosis of the liver. Yes, it's very, 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 very serious. And so these are the 10 deadliest top diseases in the world. In the world. I'm going to give them to you one more time for those who are just coming on. Thank you, Sister Felita Wilson, for rejoining us all over again. Appreciate that. Please give our regards to Pastor Charles. CAD, stroke, respiratory illness, COPD, cancers, diabetes, Alzheimer's, diarrhea, tuberculosis, and cirrhosis of the liver. These are the top 10 deadliest diseases in the world. In the world. With that being said, we're going to go back to our panel, to our co-producers of the show. We're going to start off with Professor Reams. Professor Reams, please take the floor. Our topic is, what are the top 10 deadliest diseases in the world? Let's share and let's talk about prevention. Go right ahead, Professor Reams.
Yes, thank you, Pastor Jones. And one thing about it is that as a public health professional, these were the top 10 that we were always dealing with, what could be done. And so the focus for me as a health educator was primarily what can we do for preventative measures. And in doing so, it meant that we had to live defensively. You've heard of driving defensively. Now you have to live defensively. That means getting your checkup. That means looking at your diet. That means keeping a regimen of exercise. And then also considering what your lifestyle is, because stress, as I've mentioned before, because we have the John Henry syndrome, where we might be so stressed out that we are now open to these diseases because our own immune system has been compromised because of all the stress that goes on. So when we're looking at the types of foods, which Professor Grandy Vee as well, shares with us, this is a way that we can get around some of the causes which occurs with stroke. You know, with respiratory, it's going to be very difficult because of the fact that, again, it's based on your metabolism. So if you have allergies or if you are smoking, it's not going to help. So you might have to figure out what to do with the fumes and all. Now, cancers are also based on the types of viruses and or illnesses and or our metabolism that we can take. And it's almost like an outgrowing of all of the results that our body can take. So when our immune system is down, we are open to these various diseases. So that's why, as I've mentioned, I look at a vitamin regimen. I also look at a food regimen, which has proper vitamins. Stay away from alcohol, except in moderation. And then the best is to continue to exercise in whatever way that's possible, and continue to monitor your health on a regular basis, probably every quarter or every 6 months, whatever the regulation is, because when you're living defensively like this, then you don't have to get ready. You can then plan to do whatever is necessary to avoid many of the top 10 that we've just stated. I yield back to you, Pastor Jones.
Thank you so much, Professor Reams. Irene Walter on Facebook Live said, they've been poisoning the United States. Thank you so much, Professor Reams. Thank you. She said they've been poisoning the United States, all of the United States. We are all dying due to this because they put stuff in your food that you don't even know about. They put stuff in all kinds of – I mean, they put the chemtrails up in the air. All this stuff is man-made, man-planned. Now they're killing all the cows and pigs and everything, and they're making imitation meat now. It's like, oh, my gosh. This is where, you know, cancer, we're not made to really eat a lot of meat, and cancer can come from eating too much meat, especially if you eat some bad meat. So we're going to keep on rolling. At this point in time, I want to go to our health enthusiast, Vera Jones, a.k.a. Dr. Granny V. Our topic is, again, the 10 most deadliest diseases in the world, and we want to talk about prevention. So go right ahead, Vera, take the floor. It's 11 a.m. We're going to start with our regular segment in about 10 minutes after we hear from everyone. Go right ahead, Vera.
Yes, I would say, Eddie, I would say, like, heart disease, cancer, and Alzheimer's, the top that I feel that a lot of our community has been affected with. And Professor Reem just put it right out there. Professor Reem said it all. And I feel that we should all eat more of a plant-based diet if we can. If you want to put a little meat or fish sparingly, then yes. However, also, do your research. If you know of a family member or a friend that became sick or ill with something, find out why. Research. And as Professor said, we can do prevention and be aware. And just remember, we have to all remember that the ocean never, ever stops moving, right? So we can't stop moving either. We have to keep moving. And Professor Reem said it all. So back to you, Eddie.
Wow. Thank you so much, Vera. We appreciate that. Now, also, Irene Walters said about the 10 deadliest diseases. She said, I have non-commercial supplements. She drinks shakes, tinctures, sleep aid, and all her life is a natural, you know, like, because, like, I'm vegetarian. Me and my wife, we're vegetarian. We try to eat healthy. Also, we're going to miss you, Sister Irene. Thank you for joining us. She says she has to go, but we appreciate you being on the show. Everybody say goodbye to Sister Irene. Everybody say have a good day, Sister Irene. God bless.
Have a good day,
God bless
Sister
you, Sister Irene. Have a good day,
you. Sister Irene.
Amen, amen.
Have a good day, Sister
Irene. And with that being said, now I want to go, and I'm going to save Clarence for last, but I want to go to Talana Jones. Talana Jones, take the floor. We're talking about the 10 top deadliest diseases, including diabetes, cancer, chronic lung cancer, and all kinds, you know, Alzheimer's. Go right ahead, Talana. Give us your blessings. Go right ahead.
I want to also include in the health benefits just how powerful turmeric and ginger are for our immune system, and it will help with your liver, will help with your, like, the digestive tract, completely with the your esophageal, anything that has to do with regenerating or rejuvenal processing is really good. The anti-inflammatory for the turmeric takes away any inflammation that you may have, your muscles, the muscle tissue, even I would say your phalanges, even all of that. It will modify and eventually neutralize your bloodstream to where it is now, it's active, and you keep, of course, if you stay hydrated, that also works and makes it very beneficial for your, like, the turnaround for your energy, gentlemen, for your stamina, and for keeping women, our libido up. I love ginger now. I promise by it. And raw root. If you go to the store, you can get it locally, even at our African marketplaces. We can go and get some the fresh as much as you can. I would also offer purple and regular sea moss, which is also good. It depends on what you put in your body. I absolutely agree with everything I heard on our panel today. The team was on point, and there's nothing else to really add. I just want to remember that also drinking tea, decaffeinated tea, is also good for you. If you can drink at least a cup a week, possibly 2 cups a week, would be great to help you neutralize. Chamomile is great. I love turmeric ginger tea, which is something else. There's a ginseng honey lemon tea, which is also good. There is one more, I promise, by Earl Grey, which is really good. And if I don't know if anyone else, but this one's caffeinated, so I don't know if everyone will drink it. But caffeinated teas are also good for energy, good for stimulating your neural system. So there's ways to counteract. As far as like the top that you said, what bothers me the most is like what Auntie V said, my butterfly said, Alzheimer's. Alzheimer's and being able to find out the actual, I think that's the most, to lose your memory is really bad. To forget people that you love and to be around, you know, you want to be able to keep your mind as clear as possible. So for me, that would be the worst. Next to ammonia and AIDS and HIV and tuberculosis and then the COVID virus, for me, those are the top. And flu, would say swine flu. Dad, there was another that came out. I want to say in the early 2000s, like 2002, 2003, there was a flu that went around and was basically making everybody sick. And it wasn't swine flu. It was something else. Can you help me?
It might have been the bird flu.
The bird flu. Is that when, okay, so like with pigeons and seagulls, per se, is it like leaping cross contamination? What does that mean?
That means that they killed thousands of chickens and birds and all kinds of birds because they were, I don't know what, how it happened, but yeah, they so for some reason they just, it was a bird flu out at one point. But there's so many different types of flus. Every year they come out with a different type of flu, with a different type of shot. But go right ahead. Give us your closing remarks, Tawana.
Just in closing, just remember, no cross-contamination. Keep yourself sterilized. Make sure you wash your hands for that maximum 30 seconds. People say 20, but I say 30 to keep that extra 10 so you know you're sterilized completely. Make sure that you stay hydrated. I said that earlier, but I really feel that's very important right now because the climate is worse, I feel, this year. And summer has been hotter than normal. So everybody, God bless you, and thank you so much for letting me share.
All right. Thank you, Tawana. We appreciate that. Right on. Right on, Tawana. You're on the – yes. Yes, yes. You're on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, the Eddie Justice Jones Radio Talk Show, where we talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights, because we all have rights, and either we're going to stand for something or we're going to fall for anything. Our topic right now are the top 10 deadliest diseases in the world, which is Alzheimer's, cancer, liver disease, COPD, lung cancer, diabetes. We've been talking about it already. Now, I want to read what Sister Rochelle Moore, she said, let's see, let's go. I'm going back on the topic of Black history. When I work inside the prison, I mentor our inmates, all race who wanted to listen, and during Black History Month, Juneteenth, and actually all the time, the History Makers DVD collections with prior approval. They watched and was inspired and focused during their time locked up to change when released. Some even contacted me with their testimony on how these DVDs helped them and distracted them from evil. They want to change and not go back to prison. I really miss doing this type of work. All right, let's commend Sister Rochelle, who works in the prison system, who took in Black History DVDs to show to the inmates to help them. Speaking of that, one of my brothers is going to be working in the prison, and he's actually a preacher. So I'm sure at some point he's going to be preaching to the inmates. Right on, Rochelle. Thank God. I commend you for that. I commend you for that, Rochelle. With that being said, we're going to go to Aretha Adams Jones, affectionately known as Dr. Aretha Adams Jones, who is a mental health professional. Let's talk about the top 10 deadliest diseases in the world. Could you share the preventions on some of those matters that we talked about, like Alzheimer's, cancer, lung cancer, diabetes, diarrhea, tuberculosis? Go right ahead. Please take the floor, Aretha Adams Jones.
Pastor Eddie, thanks again for allowing me to share. And I just want to say thank you for this is another wonderful topic. It's important to discuss our health. And the diseases that you mentioned, some of them are genetically linked. A lot of them are diet induced. You know, a lot of them are diet-induced. And my heart just goes out, you know, to the people that are suffering from these different diseases. I am a doctoral student, and my dissertation is actually on Alzheimer's disease. And it's just it hit my heart. It just resonated with me this morning. It's so sad to, as Alana said, you know, that you start hearing, you know, I mean, you start forgetting your loved ones. It's just, it's really sad. Yeah. All of them are really devastating. But I just want to say that a lot of it's diet-induced, and, you know, we have to, you know, just take, you know, there are some things that we can control, in my opinion. And, you know, some things, you know, our diet and exercising has a lot to do with our health. So I just wanted to share that. And again, thank you for bringing such an important topic to this platform. Thank you.
Oh, thank you so much, Aretha Adams Jones, a.k.a. Dr. Aretha Adams Jones. We appreciate your input. Thank you so much. Thank you. Now, the time is 11:13, so at 11:15, we're going to start our regular segment, but it wouldn't be right if we didn't hear from none other than Clarence M. Allen. Clarence, Brother Clarence, take the floor. Out of the top 10 deadliest diseases, which we've already discussed, want to get your opinion. Please take the floor, Clarence M. Allen.
Yes, there's just so much that went through my mind on these top 10 deadliest diseases. You know, one thing that I was looking at, and we was talking about African-American history, was the book I'm reading, Born in Black, and it was talking about the Europeans when they started their sea travel and to travel to other countries to colonize the world, to implement their dominance and control, that they brought a lot of diseases with them and to those natives of those lands. Some of them never had those diseases, so many of them died when they came. You know, I was reading in a section that I remember that in Mexico, I think there was like 3 million natives that died of diseases that the Europeans brought there, and over, I think, maybe a 20-year span, if I can recall it correctly. But going back to the beginning where you mentioned these diseases, and you said right on point, some of these diseases are man-made and created, but some it's a business. You know, when we even look at some of our food producers, they want to produce some of the max amount of food for the least amount of cost. And that's where stocking come in. You know, if we can add a drop of this, a little of that additive, and it blows up or grows faster, you know. And so when we eat these foods, knowing or not knowing what made them grow, some of those chemicals or additives are in that product. And some of those chemicals and additives, they're not created for us to digest. And over periods of decades of eating these foods, they can cause disease and deadly disease to us. You know, I look at when I was a kid, and I look and I recall how people maintained their weight better than now. You know, now it appears that some of us doesn't have a good a good digestive system. So some of the stuff on us, and you know that some people bloat. So nowadays we see a society where a lot more people are overweight than 50 years ago, and so it caused other people to create a business for diet.
Right, I agree.
Some of these diet remedies, some of them are even not good for our health. So, you know, this is another amazing topic that you have produced here, Pastor Eddie, and all of the panelists and even the comments on social media are so excellent and educational that, you know, we have to stay focused on these things. We have to stay alert. We have to educate ourselves.
Yes.
We have to just stay proactive on it. So another amazing, you know, topic that you brought, Pastor Eddie. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Brother Clarence. Thank you, Brother Clarence. We appreciate your information that you just shared with us. Appreciate that. Now, in the essence of time, right on, Clarence. In the essence of time, it is 11:18, but Professor Reams have to be in a meeting at the university in just a moment. As a matter of fact, exactly at 11:30. So we're going to normally we do the commentary last, but today we're going to do the commentary first with our regular segments, and then we're going to do the rest of them. So without further ado, Professor Reams, in the essence of time. For the first time since the inception of our show, we're going to hear the commentary first. Professor Reams, please take the floor. Give us the commentary.
Thank you, Pastor Jones. And, you know, it's very interesting, but this is a manifestation of what we're dealing with at university, but it's all well and good, especially when we're having our interviews. So, everyone, this is a opportunity for us to just have good self-reflection. And Pastor Jones, I'd urge you that, you know, we should have something like this for each month, because then this allows us to have Black History every month, as, you know, and forever, you know, as we're going through what's happening in September, because this was just fabulous, because it reminds us we don't have to wait till February. We can actually enjoy it as we're getting to February as well. So with that, thank you for
15
minutes of fame. Thank you, Cousin V. Thank you, and the regulator. Thank you, you know, Dr. Granny V. Thank you, Talana. Thank you, Melanie Aubrey. Shout out, Dr. Aretha Jones. Thank you so much. Linda Goldie, a nice shout out, and all as well. So everyone, when we have this talk of Black history, it allows us to sit down and reflect on all the bad, the good, the bad, and not so pretty things that have gone on. But it shows how well grounded we are, so that when we have when we have politicians like a DeSantis and whoever come into way, we know whose we are and where our foundation is. And so this provides us with the energy, the strength, the inspiration of the good Lord saying, look, you are in trouble now. Let's first learn from your history by reviewing it and then use it to strengthen, motivate, and show what you have done to achieve this. And by starting off with Nate, the situation with the Watts riot, then Nate Turner, and then going to the march on Washington, and then to Jesse Owens, it shows everything. It shows what our experience has been. It shows exactly that through Nate Turner, you know, we were at the lowest of the lows being slaves. But then once we were liberated, we now have still are facing the same problems as the whole panel has mentioned with the Watts riot. But then it shows that in times of trouble, we are the ones, we are have been the ones over the years that sounds the clarion call of what's not right, and we bring everyone together with us because we feel that through equity and bring everyone involved, it allows everyone to benefit, including ourselves, because we know that the worst is going to happen to us, so we need to jump on it so that it doesn't affect anybody else overall. And that's what the March on Washington was all about, and that's why King brought everyone along with his the ones who developed and produced and brought everything together to this point, so that when we get to the Jesse Owens, we can now celebrate the individual achievement of this man from Nate Turner to Jesse Owens to show the level of achievements that have been done in spite of the circumstances that we find ourselves in. So everyone use this as a celebration, because God is using you every minute of every day of every hour, because your little, what you might see are little things are not. They're big things that are part of the big picture, so that you can see that, who knows, in the next 20 or 100 years, they'll be writing about you because of the contributions that you have made that moved us on to get to the promise that the good Lord has made to us. So once again, this is the promise, but let's remember, there are diseases out there. Dr. Granny V and Talana has mentioned things that we need to do to stay in the fight. As I always say, if you're not at the table, you're on the menu. So to not be on the menu, you're going to make sure to do all the little things that you can to keep yourself healthy and to stay woke and to stay on that front line so that we can keep moving this country forward as we've done for the past 200 years. And with that, I yield back to you, Pastor Jones.
All right, let's give it up for the commentary. That was beautiful, man. That was beautiful, Professor Ames. Thank you so much, man. Wow. Wow. I'm going to close the limo door on that one right there. The limousine door is closed.
Yeah, close the trunk, because everyone else has to get in the front and the back.
That's right. We're going to close the trunk and leave the doors open.
And the trunk.
I'm going to leave the door open. Well, with that being said, what a commentary. We're going to go to Aretha Adams Jones, and we're going to save words of wisdom for last today, because we want to hear what the words of wisdom has to say for today's show. And sometimes going last is going first, because you have the most information to give. And I want to thank God for the commentary. But right now, without further ado, Aretha Adams Jones, affectionately known as Dr. Aretha Adams Jones, please take the floor. Give us mental health in you. Oh my gosh. Go right ahead. Mental health in you.
That's so great, Sister Granny V. That's a great person to be like. So that's a compliment. Amen. So today, mental health in you. Today I'm going to talk about the benefits of power naps. Power naps. So a power nap that lasts, say, about 20 to 30 minutes is usually ideal. It's long enough to give you all the benefits of sleep without leaving you feeling groggy when you wake up. Daytime naps might be especially helpful if you're dragging after a lousy night's sleep. But even for people who aren't sleep deprived, a power nap can be beneficial. Power naps can help you refill your tank a bit, according to Dr. Gurevich. He says a short afternoon nap can help you feel less sleepy and lead to improvements in, and that's right, mood, alertness, reaction time, short-term memory and focus and concentration. And let's just face it, power naps are just good for the mental. And mental health matters. And it's time to remove the stigma. God bless you.
All right, let's see what we have for Aretha. Thank you so much, Aretha. All right.
Dr. Aretha.
Well, I want to read something from First Lady Felita Wills, and her husband is Pastor Charles. She wrote here, if you have arthritis, inflammation, aching chronic pain, I have some all-natural vitamins that really work instead of taking medication. It is awesome. It includes all types of vitamins like D, C, turmeric, etc. If interested, reach out to call 877-774-9494. Okay, and natural herbs are good. So, again, let's read that number off. This is for Sister Felita Wills, who's on our show every week, and she supports us every week. So if you're interested in good vitamins and good healthy stuff to keep you in good health, you dial 877-774-9494. I'm going to call her because we all need these vitamins. 877-774-9494. Okay, with that being said, we are now going to go to Vera Jones, a.k.a. Dr. Granny V, and following her will be Clarence and Mallon, and to close it out will be Talana Jones with Words of Wisdom. Clarence and Mallon will do Regulate the Manual, and Vera, a.k.a. Dr. Granny V, is going to do Health and Wellness. Vera, please take the floor.
Thank you, Eddie. So I have a disclaimer before I begin. I am not a doctor. However, on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk, I am Dr. Granny V. Okay, so the first thing I want to tell you is open up that garage door and get your bicycle, your tricycle, or your stationary bicycle out. And you know you can use that while you're sitting on the couch, watching a movie, TV. And today I would like to tell you a little bit about cycling, or if you want to call it bike riding. So if you can, use your legs. And you can cycle. You don't necessarily have to have a bicycle. And you could do that by just laying on your back. And you could do this every morning before you get up. Just shift one leg back and forth. And this also helps to work our core, our stomach muscles. But check with your doctor before you begin any of the exercise regimens or taking any special supplements. And then whether you will use an electronic bicycle, a mountain bike, a racing bicycle, or a 10-speed exercise is what we can do as an errand, or you can ride to work, or you could just get out there to get fresh air or vitamin D. And what I can remember when I was paralyzed and injured, coming back, the first thing my doctor recommended to my physical therapist was balancing, swimming, and bicycle riding stationary. Now, with some of the gear, before you put your gear on, make sure that you have stretch, especially if you have not used all your muscles in quite some time. Get your gear out the night before. Get your helmet, your scarf, gloves, your vest, reflectors, your medication, backpack or fanny pack, your lock. Make sure that you have riding on a jail seat and wear some shorts or pants to help cushion yourself. Make sure you take your ID along. I like music. Take your air pump and your first aid. Now, what bicycling does for us, it renews our spirit. It uplifts us. It gives us more mental clarity, and it also helps with depression, stress, and anxiety. Now, bicycling is low impact exercise, so you can ride all year long. And guess what? It's easy on our joints. It's a lower body workout that gives us energy, and it decreases the risk of heart attack and heart disease, along with lung cancer, as we were just speaking about earlier. Now, it's a great cardio workout because it assists with our heart muscles. Now, it provides circulation to our cells, our brain, our blood with oxygen, and it assists our body but especially our core, and it aids in weight loss, burning fat. It builds muscles to our stomach, legs, buttocks, thighs, our quads, calves, and our hamstrings. And last but not least, now this regular natural thing can be done by helping our collagen, because collagen is a natural protein that our body naturally makes. And guess what? It is made through our largest organ, which is our skin, and it helps our connective tissues, our bones, our muscles, our tendons, ligaments. And as First Lady Felita mentioned about arthritis, yes, so we want to make sure that we can get that arthritis away and we can relieve the joint pain. And as Eddie mentioned, manifestation, and now is a great time to manifest your health and your wellness by cycling or bike riding. That's my segment for today. Amen.
Amen. All right. Let's give her a big hand. Thank you, Vera, for health and wellness. Now, wow, Vera, that was on point. Now, I want to tell you what Sister Rochelle said. Listen to Vera. She has been sharing some excellent health information that I researched and shared with others. She has been a positive influence on my health and mental care. Thank you, Vera. I love you, my beautiful sister and friend. That came from Rochelle Moore on Facebook Live. And Sister Felita Wills clapped her hands.
Eddie, may I say one thing for Rochelle?
Yes.
I just want to commend Rochelle also, because I notice what she does every single week. She does some type of exercise, and I am so happy to see that, hey, we are together in health and wellness. Amen.
And Felita Wills said, thank you so much, and we're going to reach out to Felita Wills for those vitamins. And Sister Irene Walter said, yes. So everybody on Facebook Live is, you know, thank you guys so much for your support on Facebook Live. And you know what? I forgot. Cousin V is here for the sports report. So we're going to do Cousin V, Clarence M. Allen, and then last but not least, none other than my daughter, Tawana Jones, for Words of Wisdom. Clarence M. Allen for Regulate the Manual. And at this time, we're going to hear the sports report with Cousin V. Cousin V, please take the floor. Give us the sports report. Rochelle and everybody's clapping their hands. Go right ahead. Cousin V, are you there? Cousin V, caller in the 754-307, are you there? Okay, we're going to put her on hold, and we're going to come back to her. Oh, wait. Okay, wait.
You was going to bring
me
back on Facebook.
No. We got you right here on the phone. Go right ahead.
You was going to bring me back on Facebook, but I dialed in. Okay. I dialed in because if you don't dial in and the show goes off, you can't get in after that, so.
Well, I'm glad you dialed in. So without further ado, we are ready to find out what's going on with my Rams and my Raiders. And my Chargers.
Okay, so first of all, I just want to say something that you said on those two subjects. One, we had a lady they had on the news this past weekend that she died from drinking too much water. And that was because she drank too much water. She messed up her electrolytes. Because if you're flushing everything out your system, it can cause you a shutdown.
Wow.
And then also about, as Vera always tells us, about exercising for all those diseases, exercising, then doing the good nuts and fruits like the olive oils and the different kind of nuts also helps our diet. Okay, so we have in soccer, we have the U.S. Team was defeated by Sweden on yesterday. And the team was upset because the lady, when she kicked, she was supposed to kick for the goal. She kicked it over the net, and then she laughed about it. I was just as mad as her team was, and all the fans, is why did you laugh? And that seems to be intentional. If you laugh about something like that, that's very serious, especially when you're trying to win a game. So that was – they said that it's because of lack of compassion, and they are going to go for the U.S. Gold Olympics in 2024 despite everything that went on yesterday. And then I have soccer. We got Messi in Miami. More magic from Messi. He is undefeated. And yesterday they played against Dallas, my other team where my daughter lives. So, and then you, of course, you're not from Texas. So the they beat them by 5-3. It was tied 4-4, but Messi kicked 2 goals and made it 5-3. Then in the MLB, it is so sad to see grown men fighting. But the brawl turned into a boxing match between the Chicago White Sox, Tim Anderson, and the Cleveland Guardians, Jose Ramirez, and that happened on second base. So the scores, though, I do have, the Dodgers did beat the Padres yesterday 8-2. The Astros beat the Yankees 9-7. The Twins beat the Diamondbacks 5-3. The Rangers defeated, and I mean, they shut out my Miami Marlins 6-0, which is Texas Rangers is another Texas team. The Cubs beat the Braves 6-4. The Oakland A's beat the Giants 8-6. And then I just want to get into a little bit because we were talking about Black history. I get so upset sometimes reading sports media. And I said, can the media ever write positive when it comes to our Black athletes and not make it so negative? So Tiger Woods, of course, is in the news, and it was that Tiger Woods, he is the GOAT of all time. He won 82 times in the PGA. He's an entrepreneur, he's a billionaire, and he developed the 2024 season schedule, although he's not playing. He is a 1.1 billionaire, but he's only 12 million behind the legendary Mickey Mantle, who is dead. Tiger Woods still is living, so he has a chance to maybe come up with that 12 million. But no, the media says he's left behind. How can you be left behind? Because it is three different sports that we're talking about. So they also want to put that left behind was Tiger Woods in golf and Pele in soccer. Well, like I said, there's three different sports. So we can't compare that. So that means Tiger Woods is top billionaire in the golf world and Pele in the soccer world and Mickey Mantle in the Major League Baseball. I don't know if you heard about the 87-year-old man that was beaten to death by a golfer.
No.
But anyway, they caught up with him, and but social media and photos can get you in trouble. So that's how they arrested him, because he had the same shirt on that he had the night that he beat the guy to death, and he was arrested. But he's not on $30,000 bond. I'm like, okay, you know, most of our people, when they get in trouble, they don't get a bond. But this man is not on $30,000 bond. In gymnastics, Simone Biles is back, our 27-year-old, 7-time Olympic medalist. And then she was married on May the 8th. She had 2 weddings. She married Jonathan Owens. And the reason they had the 2 weddings is because they had a destination wedding in Mexico. So if you don't marry in the United States, then it's not really a marriage for the United States. So they had to be married in the U.S. and in Mexico. And then the WNBA, the Dream Team scores. The Dream beat the Fever 82-73. The Sparks beat the Mystics 91-83. Liberty ran all over the Aces. Although, guess who is the top? The Aces got their place already in the playoffs, but they got ran over by Liberty 99-61. And then the Sky, they went into triple digits, 104-96 over the Wings. Brittany Griner is going to return after a two-game hiatus for her mental health. And then the Aces, like I said, do clinch the spot in the 2023 playoffs. Taurasi is the first WNBA player to score 10,000 points. The Aces' Candace Parker, she is out indefinitely due to a foot injury. And then the Aces, they're in the news a lot. The Aces' Rokina Williams was arrested for domestic violence against her partner also. And she's been suspended before in 2019. Well,
wow.
Are you ready for some football? Yes, we are. This is August. So we have our first score of the season. It's preseason. We have four games, 4 weeks. This is week 1 of 4, and the Cleveland Browns beat the New York Jets 21-16. So now you can tune in on Thursday night once again, August the 10th, and you can follow your NFL teams on NFL.com and ESPN. Also join a fantasy team that helps with your mental health, even though some may get upset, but it's kind of fun. It gives us something to do with our brain. And those games will be played on Thursday, August the 10th, and so it's going to be week 2 of 4. The Texans will be play the Patriots, Vikings, and the Seahawks, Steelers and the Buccaneers, Falcons and the Dolphins, the Giants and the Lions, the Broncos and the Cardinals, the Packers and the Bengals, the Commanders and the Browns, the Titans and the Bears, the Colts and the Bills, Jaguars and the Cowboys. That's going to be on Saturday the 12th. And then the Jets and the Panthers, the Eagles and the Ravens, Chargers and the Rams. So it's going to be two LA teams playing against each other. And also another two California teams will be playing each other, and that's going to be the 49ers and the Raiders, and then the Saints will also play the Chiefs. And this is my sports report. Have a blessed week.
All right. Hey, what a great sports report. That was Cousin V. Right on, right on. That was a really good sports report. Oh, my gosh. We missed our sports report. Wow, Cousin V, everybody was happy to hear about Tiger Woods, too, because they always try to kick Tiger to the curb, but Tiger's a great contender. He's a great, great contender. I'm going to get to Rochelle Moore, but Sister Irene, we've got to cut that off right there. Sister Irene said, let me get this here. Sister Irene said, I'm past it. Overa says, some can't drink too much for what is going on in the body, and then we should only drink half of our body weight. So be careful with the water. Like Cousin V said, you can drink too much water. It's good to stay hydrated. And I want to thank everyone who said that this is an outstanding show. Thank you for all of that. Vera said it too. Sister Irene said, we have to nourish our body with what needs to run properly in the molecule level, nano level, vitamins and minerals, piggyback on other chemicals to enter the organs and bone structures and tissues. And I agree with that. And then we're going to go to Clarence and Malin. We'll regulate the manual in just 2 seconds. And Felita Wilkes clapped her hands for the sports report. And you guys, we're going to talk about nanos on the show, but not this week. But next week we'll probably talk about nanos and how nanos are taking over. They're going to be using them for surgery and everything. But without further ado, it is time to regulate the manual. Clarence and Malin, take the floor. It's 11:44 a.m., but last but not least, we'll be hearing from Talana Jones with words of wisdom on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show. Go right ahead, Clarence. Take the floor.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Pastor Eddie. Thanks to all the panelists, but especially thanks to all our listeners and followers each and every Monday morning and those who are just coming aboard the world's greatest Monday morning radio show, the Eddie Justice Jones radio show. You know, this book, Regulated, it's a book that covers just about everything that you can imagine that's happening in the world. And so this part of the book, what I'm going to read now, it can be difficult for some people, but we all have to deal with it, and I'm on step 191, and it says racist, gay, lesbians, and the status quo. I believe that in order for Regulate to continue on with its steps and reach its fulfillments and goals, there may be many more avenues that we must also open, cover, invite, include, and speak up on the topics of racism, gays, bisexuals, lesbians, and the status quo. We will eventually have all the doors open that we can possibly open. So let us open the doors and open them wide. Open the doors that may be hidden, forgotten, and the doors that are locked up. There are so many doors to open, we may have to also open up the floodgates. The attempt will be made to reach every phase and walk in this life on the face of the planet. So the last shall be first, and the first shall be last. For many are called, but few are chosen. So I'm hoping to eventually reach each and every one who are on the planet. First, allow me to give thanks to Almighty God for those who are not racist. I believe that everyone is aware of racism and that we have racists who practice racism every day. On the other hand, we also have people who have genuine love within their heart and love for each and everybody. And it does not matter what race, creed, or color. Today, such people have become a rare breed and a hard jewel to find. In today's life, these special characteristics of humanity are dwindling at a rapid pace. It will also have to be some of these people who will surely contain some very strong regulators within themselves, which makes it certainly more gripping to the handling of a vast array of situations and circumstances that they are going to go through along the journey of their lives. This I do believe. I must also open the ball on the white races, the Hispanic races, the Asian races. There are Asian races who really do exist. But last but not least, my very own creed, the black races. Of course, there are plenty in every ethnic culture who live within the stench of racism and prejudices. Reasons? There are millions of reasons. What is your reason? Go to regulatormanual.com and find out. Because this book is written, and you are in here.
Well, let's give it up for Brother Clarence. Thank you very much. Man, that was good. That was good. That was good. That was good. I want to send a shout out to all my Dorsey people, Evangelist Virginia Valentine. Thank you for coming on from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Brother Virgil, thank you for coming on. Brother Virgil, Felita Wiltz, Irene, Walters, everybody on Facebook Live. Rochelle Moore, Sister Rochelle Moore, everybody. But now it is time. It is time for Words of Wisdom with Talana Jones. And I saved the Words of Wisdom for last for a reason, because we need words of wisdom. Talana Jones, take the floor. Please give us words of wisdom.
Thanks, Dad. Good morning, everybody. Again, welcome to Words of Wisdom. Today, I have heard a lot about history that I had. Some of it new that I didn't know, and some that I have already been able to hear and listen and be able to absorb into my Afro history. I don't call it black history anymore. I call it Afro history, because they say black is just a color or a shade. So we are Afro-Americans, and I entitled this The Signs of Time. What happens when spending money is more important than having time with God? Sharing time with your family, praying together, keeping the traditions passed down alive for our younger generation to live and have a solid foundation to stand on. What happens when protect and serve lose their definition, fighting for rights? That even though we are still on the battlefield for equality and justice, for the reparations long overdue. Father God, you see all the chaos and trials, the lack of love and care for others is immoral. Father God, please guide us, continue to lead us back to the will of heaven on earth. When will we learn to lift one another up instead of secret attacks and whispers? When we succeed, we put our family and friends in a position to prosper through all adversity. Lord, the power of your perfect peace and mercy is always necessary and on time. The sign of time evolving is to create the divine design that God has promised us. Your will be done, Father, in our lives. Lord, I trust you and the process to deliver us through the storm into the promised land. Lord, love is where your heart is. For God is with us on this journey toward justice for all just like us. God is in the first step, and he is in the last step, and his steps are eternal. Amen. God bless everyone, and thank you for listening to Words of Wisdom.
Wow, let's give a big hand for the Words of Wisdom. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. You know, let me tell you, as I close out the show today with just a tad of emotion, to speak about Black history on our show, it means so much to me. Because Black history is a part of our history. And I want to thank everybody who joined us and listened in. Even though we had some discombobulation of the show earlier, and the devil is a liar and so is his sister-in-law, so nobody can stop what God already has in store. And even though the show didn't come on at 9, hallelujah, the show didn't come on at 9, but it came on at 9:30. And that it reminds me of Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 1. It says that there's a time and a place for everything and a reason for that season. So I just praise God that even the commentary ended up going first rather than last. But we still say something very important for last, which was words of wisdom. But whether it was mental health in you with Dr. Aretha Adams-Jones, health and wellness with Vera Jones, Regulate the Manual with Clarence M. Allen, the Sports Report with Cousin V, Words of Wisdom with Delana Jones again, and the commentary with Professor Reams, everything fell in place on time. There was no, even though we had a social media breakdown, even though we had Blog Talk Radio shut down, we still were able to revitalize, rejuvenate, restore, and rehabilitate the show and still had it today. Okay? Not tomorrow, but today. I just want to thank everybody for your support. I want to thank everybody for your unconditional love. And this is so serious. Our topics are very serious. We talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights because we all have rights. Let me just shut the show down by saying this. The best is yet to come. The only limit in life is the one you put on yourself, so let there be no limits. And last but not least, don't let nothing and nobody steal your joy. I can't wait to get back with you guys next Monday. We're going to do it all over again. Felita Will said, okay, where are my services? Not very good. You're going in and out. Great topics and information for your hard work. Oh, thank you so much. And Rochelle Morris said, Evangelist Virginia's on, the enemy can't stop you. You are unstoppable. Hallelujah. Thank you so much, Evangelist Virginia Valentine in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Rochelle Morris said, amen. And the big ball of dirt is not going to stop us. Amen. Praise the Lord. And have a blessed day. From Rochelle Moore, from Felita Wiltz. She said, Felita Wiltz said, First Lady said, have a blessed day, everybody. Even though I'm going in and out, I just want to say this. Lord, do it for me. Irene said, amen. Oh, Lord, do it for me. Oh, Lord, if you don't do it, it just won't be done. So, Lord, do it for me. Lord, fix it for me. I can't do it by myself, Jesus. Oh, Lord, fix it for me. Oh, Lord, if you don't do it, it just won't be done. So, Lord, do it for me. God bless you guys. Have a beautiful, wonderful day. And may God be with
you. God bless you.
And all you say is, amen. God bless everybody. Love everybody. God bless. Peace.